with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey there, this is David Craig, and joining me now, by the way, we're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at 590 The Fan, and joining me now is Chef Adam Perry Lang. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, how are you?
I am great, and I'm very happy to have you on the show, and looking forward to actually being with you this coming Friday night down at Left Bank Books. You're coming into St. Louis to promote your new book. Adam, do you have St. Louis connections? Have you been here much?
I love St. Louis. I have a really good friend, Josh Rowland, who's a chef out there, as well as Mark Del Pietro, two guys that I've cooked with. And my nephew requested for his 13th birthday present to take him to a string of games for a week for the Cardinals.
So you know your way around town, huh?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Well, great. Adam Perry Lang, you have a barbacoa in London with Jamie Oliver. And then you have the thing in Vegas with Mario Batali. What is that?
Oh, yeah, that's just a fantastic 300-plus seat steakhouse. And I oversee all the purchasing for the beef and the dry age program.
Now, according to my notes here, you spend your time in New York and London. Where do you mainly live, and where's the family and all?
Well, right now the family is in London, and we live right across from Abbey Road Studio, which is kind of cool, and enjoy ourselves there. Spend a lot of time in New York and now L.A., so I've been traveling a lot.
Your new book, it's a barbecue book, but it's also got more than barbecue. It's called Charred and Scruffed. It's a barbecue guidebook. It's a cookbook. It's a recipe book. And you're going to be in town plugging the book, trying to sell some copies this coming Friday. I'll mention you're doing the event with Sauce Magazine at noon at Mike Shannon's, and Pappy's will be serving food there, so you get lunch and a copy of the book. Now, what exactly will you be doing there? Just kind of meeting and greeting, or are you speaking, or what?
I'm going to cook. I'm planning on cooking, unless they kick me out of the kitchen, and meeting people and just being involved. It's tough for me to be in a restaurant and not cook.
And then in the evening, we're doing the thing over at Left Bank Books, and I'm your host, your moderator, 7 p.m. at Left Bank Books at 10th and Locust this coming Friday night. If you're just punching in to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, I'm David Craig, and my guest is Adam Perry Lang. Now, you got into barbecue, and you won a huge competition in Kansas City.
Well, let's just go back a little bit. It actually started from a bet with a guy who worked for the Pork Board in Iowa, saying that chefs don't know how to cook barbecue. And my first competition, which I won, was at the World Pork Expo, this thing called Barbecue Lossal. And that started me off. When I finally made it to Kansas City, I had an invitation in the American Royal Invitational, and I won first place by 0.2 of a point for my pork shoulder.
So that kind of puts you in the direction of doing barbecue full-time and focusing on that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't get away from it. And I'm happy to say that I love what I do. And just writing Charred and Scruffed, for me, it was a different direction from my first books, which were really recipe-based. While this book has recipes, this is really a technique-based book for beginners and advanced people. And just really how you approach, I describe it as a dialogue with heat.
Well, let's talk about some of those specific techniques in your book, Charred and Scruffed. What exactly, Adam, is scruffing, and what do you use to do it?
You know, a lot of great roasts, if you see them, or anything really homespun or homemade, has lots of gnarly bits and things hanging off of it, these little crispy bits that people can't resist picking off and eating, even at the detriment of, their host. I noticed this with barbecue and grilling. Let's just talk about grilling specifically, but I call it Yankee barbecue, you know, so just you have to deal with the terminology. But everybody was going for these cross-hatch marks, and you see it in the industry. And I just thought, like, look, grill marks happen, but the really ultimate test of flavor is complete browning, like the Maillard reaction happening over the whole meat, which is this transformation. This is what gets you mouth-watering. This is like pure umami experience. And for me, by scruffing the meat, meaning whether if you're hitting it with a bat and it's kind of pulling and fluffing the meat out, or you're scoring it with a knife, or even if it tears from sticking to the grill, you're going to create greater surface area and more browning bits, hence more flavor.
Let's mention a couple of the other techniques in Charred and Scruffed, your new book.
Sure.
What is clinching, Adam?
Clinching is this amazing concept. I was doing some exploration, and it kind of happened by accident in terms of how I ended up coming to terms with it. It's when you cook directly on the coals themselves. First and foremost, I have to say that you cannot cook on briquette because it will get gritty. But you can cook on lump charcoal, good lump charcoal. And it's when you literally put the meat directly on the coals. Now, I use a technique, whether you use a fan or you can actually use a hair dryer, just first, before you put the meat on season, you brush away the, or blow away the ash, and then you throw the steak right on. An interesting thing happens is that it's actually cooler directly on the coals than 3 inches above, and the steak ends up not burning. It actually absorbs the temperature, and you can cook a 1.25-inch steak in about 6.5, 7 minutes. I got the term clenching from boxing in that if you're fighting someone with a long reach, you want to close the gap and you want to get inside. And I found that these flames were like the fist being thrown because they could really incinerate something rather quickly.
What you're saying here is actually putting your meat right onto the charcoal.
Yeah, like cowboys have done out on the range, so to speak, whether or not it was as good. But still, you know, if you don't have a pan or you have a grill or a stick, you know, that's how you cook it.
Well, I know with the Boy Scouts, you know, we've wrapped things in foil and put them right on the coals, but I don't think, you know.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get the browning. You wouldn't get the browning, which for me is the real moniker for flavor.
In your book, Charred and Scruffed, Adam Perry Lang, you mention a technique called tempering. I kind of know what that means, but if you would explain to listeners what that is.
Sure. It kind of breaks this myth of putting the steak or the meat directly onto the grill, and then a good majority of people just automatically say, don't move it. It makes sense if you have a grill that really doesn't have firepower because you want it to recover its temperature. But the way I look at it, I like to cook thicker pieces of meat, and I want the heat to travel evenly throughout and then really hit it with heat towards the end. And so I temper the meat by moving it around. I consider myself an active griller. I don't like just to put the meat on and just watch it. I like to get a feeling for the grill can be different at all times if you're using live wood and charcoal. So I like to bounce it around and find the hot spots and the cooler spots and use it to my advantage just to develop the flavor of the meat.
Well, I like to cook that way myself, you know, and sometimes people say, no, just, you know, leave it alone, go back inside, have a beer, leave it, come back and check out it in 15 minutes. It's going to be okay.
I tell people never, ever walk away from the grill, not only from the point of view of safety, but you never know. Like if you're using prime steaks, for example, which have an abundance of intramuscular fat, I mean, it could start crying into the fire and it will become incinerated. So I say never, never walk inside and work it.
We're visiting on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS in St. Louis, with Chef Adam Perry Lang. He's going to be in town this coming Friday, June 15th. We'll give you all the details here in just a moment. A few more things from your book, Adam Perry Lang. Your book is called Charred and Scruffed. It's just out. It's a guidebook. It's a cookbook. It's a recipe book. You have something in there called an herb brush. Would you tell listeners about that? What a cool idea.
Yeah, oh, thanks. It's basically you can take just about any kitchen utensil or just a stick. Well, I like to use a wooden spoon, the back end of a wooden spoon, and you take a bundle of savory herbs. You could use a combination or individually of rosemary, thyme, sage, and bundle it, put it on the end of the spoon, and tie it tightly, really tightly, with butcher's twine. As your meat is cooking, instead of just basting with, let's say, a mop or a brush or a fancy brush, what you're doing by basting additionally with these herbs is you're peeling off little layers of oils from the herbs, and it's a great delivery of the paste or whatever you're gonna, or butter that you're actually gonna be putting, or oil that you're gonna be putting onto the steak. And I say right when you flip the steak on the surface of the steak, and I'm just talking, I can talk about steaks or lamb chops or pork or whatever, it could be fish, whatever it is. Right when the surface is bubbling and sizzling, that's when you baste it, because that heat is going to activate the oils and get the freshness from the herbs onto the meat, as opposed to cooking the death out of herbs. And it really just loses its window for flavor.
We're visiting with Adam Perry Lang on Food Talk STL. And speaking of bastes, in your book, you have toward the back of the book, some salt mixes, some base, and some spackles. How do you define a spackle, Adam Perry Lang?
Well, you know, it really just came from, it's a textural thing, and I'm not a big fan of, I do like traditional condiments, but just because of an early childhood incident with ketchup with my sister, I just never warmed up to it as an individual ingredient to put on. I can use it in, I love ketchup in, as an ingredient in sauces and components and cooked, but I can't handle it raw. These spackles, it has the texture of like you'd spackle to put a hole in your, if you had a hole in your wall. And it's, I also call them fork finishers because as you, let's say, taking a bite of something, you might take the tip of your knife and take a little bit of this and put it on. It's just like a little punch of flavor. Typically has a level of acidity in there, and it just kind of just breaks things up. Because if you only have one flavor in a big plate of it, you're just filling yourself.
Oh, the stuff looks good. It looks real, real good. And the pictures in the book are pretty.
Thank you.
In your book, Adam, you mentioned cooking French fries in duck fat.
Oh, yeah.
Where does a home chef come up with duck fat if you're not cooking duck?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm going to say it like this. Look, there's certain things and there's certain enjoyments that I find in cooking. And rather than dumb it down to try to get the ingredients that the populace might want to try to, might attempt to find and compromise the recipe, it's out there. And they sell it without having to cook the duck. And you can also use goose fat. And sometimes it's a little bit expensive, but you know what? It's special. So I encourage people to really look out there and research. And I think that, for me, is a good majority of why I love cooking. I love the foraging aspect, even if it's foraging online or foraging in stores.
Adam, you mentioned that we should clean the grill and oil the grill often, not just before cooking, but during. And I know people who clean their grill at the beginning of the season and not, you know, the whole year. It just becomes more encrusted. Straighten these people out, would you, man?
Well, you know, I could, but I'll have to tell, I'll straighten them out. Because sometimes, like, a gnarly grill can actually benefit the scruffing, like in the technique. But in fairness, though, you know, if they're not cleaning the grill, these particles and bits are robbing the temperature that can be transmitted into the meat. So if you have the steel or the cast iron, which is absorbing the energy, and you have it encrusted with something, it's just going to basically lose half of its heating power. So you got to have a clean grill if you're serious about barbecuing.
Well, hey, I'm looking forward to meeting you on Friday. This coming Friday, June 15th, you're doing a noon thing at Shannon's with Sauce Magazine and Pappy's. That's from noon to 2. And then in the evening, I will be with you at Left Bank Books at 10th and Locust downtown.
I can't wait to go to that bookstore. First of all, I've heard so many things about it, but I collect cookbooks, and I'm just crazy about cookbook shops and stores, and I just can't wait to check that place out.
And, you know, we also have the Cardinals in town this weekend. Are you going to stick around and maybe catch the Cardinals and Royals?
Oh, I have to.
Thank you, Adam Perry Lang, for visiting with us on Food Talk STL. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me. Take care, buddy.
All right, that's Adam Perry Lang on Food Talk STL. And I'm David Gregg. We're broadcasting live from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios on 590 The Fan. Hey, congratulations to Rick Ewing of Bethalto, Illinois. He's the winner of our St. Louis Brewers Heritage Festival tickets. And again, if you want information on the Brewfest, you can go to stlbrewfest.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about desserts with Jesse Scott of showmethesugar.com. That's coming up on Food Talk STL.